one of these days, I'm just going to leave this song playing the entire episode. It's the Next Level Podcast, of course, which is a podcast covering all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more to make View County truly next level. Ridgeview competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League. Has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995 with 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up. You can learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. My name is Brian Rosefield. I'm the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School. I'm joined by our boys track coach, Charles Proctor.
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing out there? Thank y'all for tuning back in.
It's nice to be back in studio with you, CP. And I mentioned RidgeviewSports.com. You know, we've had a really, really good website for a long time. And, well, listen, we're on the Next Level Podcast, so we're always trying to get just a little bit better.
Right.
Here in the next week or two, maybe three, I don't know, been working feverishly behind the scenes on retooling RidgeviewSports.com. So I'm really excited about that. Actually asked y'all today for some fresh headshots. So we're going to have a staff directory that I believe is going to be above and beyond.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about the new home of RidgeviewSports.com.
Look, the mock-up that I saw a few weeks ago was great. So I definitely can't wait for everybody out there to get to see the new site.
That's right. And I can neither confirm nor deny that we might have a mobile app. Some would call it a mobile application, but it might be available on Apple, and it might be available on Android, too.
That's some real next-level stuff there, Coach.
Listen, like,
no pun intended.
I mean, no, none taken, CP.
gotcha.
But, really, really excited about that. Well, it's Tuesday, and, of course, it's the Next Level Podcast. We have a busy day of sports here around Ridgeview High School. You can catch that schedule at RidgeviewSports.com. But volleyball on the road, tennis on the road, got a lot going on here at Ridgeview High School. So, again, RidgeviewSports.com. Even when we go to the new website, you can catch those schedules at RidgeviewSports.com. But, CP, we're back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about something that, you know, I want to say, like, it's been kind of a hot-button issue or a topic or a word for, I mean, dare I say 10, 15, maybe even longer. This word of entitlement,
man, look, when I saw this segment on the list of things that we will be talking about, I got so excited because I mean, this really can be like a 4, 5, 6 part segment if we really wanted to. We're going to try to dive into some good things today so we don't have to take it that long. But man, I mean, this is something that, like you said, I believe in, especially in the sports world, that we that work in this arena just have been dealing with for so long. And, you know, I think it's time to, you know, put a little bit of conversation to it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those topics that we've been dealing with for a long time. And my perspective would be that I think it's been in the water of sports for a long, long, long time.
Participation trophies.
But I would even say, yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to be a little devil's advocate here, CP, as we get into this topic. It's probably been in the water for longer than maybe you or I have been aware of. Just this, and I would even say it's something with human nature. It's saying that, well, I deserve that. I know I haven't put the work in,
right?
But I deserve it. Right. But before we get to that, how would you define entitlement?
Oh man, look, when we had this conversation off air, I stand by the way that I look at entitlement. And y'all, we know there is a real definition to this, so y'all can go look that up. And matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Rose will tell y'all after you tell mine.
Probably right.
The way I look at entitlement is thinking you deserve something that you have not earned and or worked for. Mm. That's how I view entitlement.
Something that you have not earned and or worked for. I think that, you know, as we were prepping for this show, I think it was a beautiful definition. And when I go to Google, this is from Oxford Languages, which sounds like they know what they're talking about.
And look here, it's better than Ask Jeeves.
An Ask Jeeves reference. I love it. Entitlement, according to Google from Oxford Languages, is that it is a belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment, meaning you haven't put in the work, and but I still want to get, I haven't put the work in, but give me what I feel like I deserve.
Right. Right. And I mean, it's, I mean, we see it often, and not just in athletes, we see it in coaches as well. You know, I definitely believe going into my third year here, being around such amazing coaches, that it's hard to feel entitled when you're around coaches who have actually accomplished the things that you're in pursuit of. So, i.e., for me, it would be championships, right? You rattled off, what was it, 13?
Yep, we're 13 right
state,
now.
State titles deep here at Ridgeview. Yep. And, I mean, there are a few coaches that are here on campus that have been involved in those titles or that have been involved in titles elsewhere. And so, you know, it's hard for someone that, for me, and I'm just going to keep this personal to an I thing, you know, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, you know what, I should be revered just the same way as them. Nah, they've accomplished some things that I haven't. I've got some work to do. You know, they've earned the right to be revered in the way that they are. And I believe, you know, we just have just people in general that, you know, they want to be seen as whatever it is that they're trying to be perceived as, but you haven't garnered the results to be talked about, to be looked at, to be revered in the way that you want to be.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, let me back up before we really, really get into it. This is not a bash.
No.
Student athletes. And I'm not hearing that in what you're saying. This is not a bash student athletes episode, a bash parents, a bash coaches, a bash media, any of that. This is just an open-ended discussion about, to me, human nature, mm-hmm. and how funny humans can be a lot of times.
Right. Like,
and to your point, seeing coaches or seeing student athletes or seeing anybody that wants the treatment, like you're talking about, mm-hmm. that I'm a champion or that I'm a Division I athlete or I'm a professional athlete, I'm going to be, and they haven't put in the work to get that. And this goes back to an episode of back in season 2. Obviously, we're in season 3 here of this podcast, but if you haven't gone back and listened to the Avoiding Demands episode from season 2.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
That was a good one.
But we talked a lot about what it takes to be great, to be the best version of yourself.
Right.
And to be able to put in that work, in this case, and earn what is coming to you.
Correct.
And then also, this is the fascinating thing about sports, is that, let's keep it with track and field, your boys can mm-hmm. put in all the work and show up to every workout on time and put in do everything the right way all season long and still may not win a state championship. Now,
correct.
It's my belief that they show up and work hard and you build relationships like you do and do everything that we do around here at Ridgeview, that championship will come, but it might not.
Right.
That's the – and so, like, it's tricky because even though I put in this work, I still may not be entitled to get what I think I deserve.
Right.
It's tricky.
Right. And I mean, going back to that, I mean, I think a lot of things with that is also we're so scared of failure. Mm. And failure is such a beautiful thing because you learn from it. Some of your greatest lessons comes from your biggest failures. Mm-hmm. And so how dare we sit down and try to skip that part of the process? No pun intended.
Yeah. I'm feverishly looking back to try to find our episode on failure. We did one of those too, and where the question was posed, does failure even exist? And yes, episode 19 of season 2 back on May the 15th. And I think then, like, I think my views on failure have even changed a little bit. Like, does failure exist? Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It sure does.
Yeah.
And as one of my mentors in my life has challenged me with, that failure is a measure of participation.
Ooh.
Failure is
Please elaborate on that one.
So his point, and I agree with, and I'm going to borrow the words of David Traub here, that failure means that I showed up. I got to the, let's go with track and field again. I stepped on the starting line. Mm-hmm. I put my feet in the blocks. And when that gun went off, I ran down the lane. Mm-hmm. And I got beat.
Gave my all.
I gave it my all. So, like, but failure in that case was a measure of my participation, not what you're talking about with, like, earlier about participation trophy. Like, oh, give him a trophy. He at least tried. No.
Right.
I tried. I put myself out there. I worked out in this off season. I had a coach. I had a trainer. I ate right. I went to bed. I did all that kind of stuff. And it still just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. I failed. But that is I'm using that now as a measure of my participation. And like you're to your point, not being afraid of failure, saying, well, failure might happen. I mean, listen, y'all, there are how many other hundreds of schools in South Carolina competing for state championships?
Yes, and if only five
classifications, two genders here, and so 10 will win state championships out of the hundreds per sport. It's like there's a lot of failure out there.
Right.
But at least those schools lined up and tried.
Right, exactly. And that's something that, you know, I harp on with my guys all the time. And you know, I guess to piggyback on the entitlement thing. So tomorrow we're having a leadership meeting. Basically, I'm having leadership breakfasts with the seniors for the season. And part of the leadership that we're going to talk about is accountability. And the other side of that is going back to the failure aspect of it. I expect my guys to fail. But we're failing as we're in constant pursuit of perfecting whatever that craft is, whether it's the sprints, hurdles, jumps, throws, whatever it is. We're going to fail on the road to success. And I need them. And tomorrow is just it's the start of getting them to understand that, to take an accountability. Goes back to the entitlement thing. There's no way one of my kids can expect to receive a athletic scholarship at the end of the season when they know daggone well they did not put in the necessary work. And so if you didn't put in the necessary work, how in the world could you, in whatever fantasy world you're in, be mad at somebody when it doesn't go the way that you expected it to when you missed the mark?
And I think that measures, you're talking, I'm thinking like, well, how does someone, a student athlete or maybe a parent or a grandparent or anybody around student athletes, how do you measure when I've put in the work? Mm-hmm. There might be a student out there that says, well, I did 5 push-ups yesterday. I put in the work. You know, it's right. A silly example,
of course. Oh, yeah, no, but yes.
But like, well, I showed up to the weight room 1 out of every 4 days over the summer.
Yep.
I put in the work. Versus, no, I showed up every day. Mm-hmm. I did what the coaches asked me to do. And I think what you're talking about with your leadership group and how you use the words, I expect our kids to fail. Now, I know you don't want our kids to fail.
Correct.
But you know it's going to happen.
Right.
But it's through that failure that the growth happens.
And correct.
I know we're joking about the name of the Next Level podcast, but like, that's why we're here, y'all.
Right.
That's the true meaning of Next Level, growth. And that growth happens through failure. And I'll use an S word that's tough to hear that I've seen in my own life, suffering. Growth happens through some suffering. And sometimes that suffering, and there's a whole definition of suffering. Maybe we can do a podcast on suffering, but suffering does not mean that it's just a downtrodden hard times. Like, no, like if I want to ask a girl out or whatever, and mm-hmm. she says no, well, that creates some suffering. It's like, oh, that didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
Right.
You know? And so, but there's some growth in that suffering. I don't know. Does that make any sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause I mean, workouts are suffering, you know, just to keep it on the track and field. Last year we had Fun Day Mondays. Mondays are, you are suffering through that workout on Mondays. That workout is meant to tax you, and sometimes it's taxing you physically, and especially if you aren't in shape, and especially if you're only really hitting it one day out of the 5, and you should have been hitting it all 5, and they never get easier. So you go through suffering with that, but you can also find joy in the suffering, knowing that if I continue to work and I continue to go through this, sooner or later, the work is going to get a little bit easier, and I'm going to start seeing the fruits of my labor, but it only happens through some kind of suffering.
Yep. And to tag that, ... and I'm going to earn what I deserve.
Yes.
Yeah. And so back to this entitlement, it's funny to see the directions that we're going. We're talking about failure and suffering, and now we're back there at entitlement, but they're all connected. And the encouragement from me is that as our student athletes are listening to this and our parents are listening to this and anybody that's listening to this, to just be honest with yourself, be honest with myself about the effort that I'm putting into it.
Yes.
And if I want to be 200 pounds and lose some weight, say I want to lose some weight. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds great. That's a cool goal. All right, I'm gonna do that. But like, what am I doing to get there? Yep. Am I eating better? Am I working out? Am I doing whatever? And you know, we've talked about it on the podcast. This 200 is not my goal, but like, mm-hmm. I've dropped some weight lately. That's cool. But I've put in some work. Like I do 100 push-ups a day. I eat better. I go and find time to take some walks and get a sweat in. And so I'm earning what I deserve.
Right.
You know, now am I losing weight as fast as I want? Probably not, but I'm also not working out 3 hours a day. Right. But if I chose to work out 3 hours a day, then I would earn that what I would deserve there too. You know? Right. And so it's just being able to be honest with ourselves. And so for our kids and our student athletes and our families to be honest that say, well, I'm not, and this is a generalized example, but I'm not starting. I'm not getting the minutes. I'm not on the relay that I feel like I deserve to be on.
Yep.
That's great. Like I love that. I want our students to be competitive. I want our families to want the best for their students and all of that. But also at the end of the day, we have to look in the mirror. We don't have to, but my encouragement is to look in the mirror and say, do I really deserve that? Am I really putting in the work? Or did that other student athlete just put in more work and is better than me right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like you just said, you want our student athletes to be competitive, but I think that's the word in keeping it in the sports realm that we miss a lot of times is you have to be competitive. You have to want to go out there and earn it more than the person next to you. Mm. Point blank, period. Now, will it always work out in your favor? No. And that's just life, and that's the one thing that's the beauty that I love about athletics is that it teaches so many hard life lessons, with that being one of them. But you have to compete. You will never get it if you don't work hard.
I love that you bring up competition. So that's another spoke on this wheel of this episode that we've taken. And I love to think about competition just like you said. Can competition spur me on? I'm lining up next to you on this race.
Yep.
And I'm thinking like, all right, CP's probably a little faster than me, but like I'm going to go out there, I'm going to bust my tail, and I'm going to try to beat him. Just like you're going to try to beat me.
Right.
And can I use that competition to help me be just a little bit better? Just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that's why when our student athletes hear me talk, when it comes to celebration and when we win, which we win a lot around Richie, we've yep. talked about that ad nauseum. That happens a lot. But can our student athletes, can our coaches, can we celebrate with each other instead of celebrating at somebody different, somebody else? Meaning, like if I beat you in this race, which first of all, probably not going to happen, but let's just hypothetically, we're on a podcast, we're in the the podcast sphere, okay? Let's say I beat you. And am I going to turn around and say, yeah, you slow, CP. I knew I had you. You are so slow. I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. Versus, hey, man, and I don't expect our students to do this, but to turn around and say, dude, that was a heck of a race. Like I thought you had me.
Right.
You made me find another gear that I didn't even know I had. Mm-hmm. And now I'm better because you just busted your tail while I was trying to bust my tail.
But how many, yeah, we definitely just took a turn. And that's another issue as a coach that I have. It's, we need more young people with that kind of mentality. Not just the winning, but the ones who are in the losing end of that. Okay, I lost. Either I can go home and I can sulk about it, or I can use that to spur me on to do more when I get back to work, when I get back to practice, to have me do the extra to make sure that when I line up next to you again, I'm more prepared than what I was before. And again, I said earlier, that's why I love athletics, because it teaches life lessons. You're going to leave these hallways. You're going to go off to school. You're going to go straight into the workforce, whatever. You're going to compete for jobs. And you're not always going to get the job that you want, or the one that, we go back to the entitlement, that you feel like you deserve. So when you don't get it, are we going to go home and pout and say we were cheated or we were treated unfairly? Or are we going to go back, look at our resume, spruce it up, try to get some extra things to add on to there? So then when we go back for the job interview, we fit the part a little bit more.
Yep.
We've added a little bit more to our toolbox. And that's some of the things that we try to instill into our young men and women here at View County through athletics, but knowing that it's going to take them so much further than that. And so it by doing that, it kind of takes the entitlement part out of it, because again, you're consistently learning for 4 years here within this building. I get what I work for.
Yep. And I think that's a cool distinction to make, that entitlement and learning, or entitlement and next level, or entitlement and growth, they really can't coexist. Entitlement feels like blame. Like you owe it to me. Well, that's not my fault. You know, I tripped at the starting line, or my teammate dropped the baton, or whatever. That's entitlement. That's blame. There's no power there. But the power is in, yeah, you beat me, or hey, I beat you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I beat you and I still wasn't at my best. I need to get a little bit better. That my third step out of the block, that's not how I am. I'm better. My form is better than that.
Yep.
And so, you know, and I think it's a whole other discussion too. There's some room in celebrating the wins here and not always looking to get better and better and better all the time. Acknowledging when I do get better, but also realizing, like, if I'm not learning, Lou Holtz said that in his book. Oh goodness, Winning Every Day, I think it was his book. Read back in college. Like, if I'm not learning and growing, I'm getting worse.
Right.
And so, like, if I'm learning and growing, I'm feeling better. I'm, you know, and so that's the encouragement. I think you're right too. I'd love to have more student athletes that looked at a loss, or looked at a failure, or looked at a win, and just looked at it as like, hey, it's just an opportunity for me to get better. Now, listen, we play sports. We play high school sports. We have a scoreboard. We want to have more points than you. Yes. I get it. I understand that.
Yes.
But I also believe, and y'all know this as coaches, y'all hear me talk about this all the time, if we're doing those things that I expect of coaches, relationships, working to be overqualified, all of those things that we talk about, and we're pushing our kids and we're coaching them and we're having them compete and hold them accountable and all training them, doing all that kind of thing, then the wins are going to take care of themselves. But at the end of the day, you're right. Kids are going to leave here, and we want them to be trained to compete for those jobs,
yeah,
trained to be good husbands, wives, partners, everything. We want them to be the best version of themselves. And honestly, yeah, it's cliche, but we do that here. We do that at Ridgeview.
Oh, yeah. Look, I definitely think we do a great job, but it's – just like we said earlier, it's always work to be done. It's always ways in which we can get better and try to rid ourselves as much as possible of the entitled mentality. I just think it has ran through youth athletics so bad. And, you know, by the time that they do get to us in the high school, you know, there's just certain things that we have to break them out of. But I think if as coaches, if we're, you know, if we're open and honest with them and allowing them to see moments then where we felt that we've acted as entitled, you know, and shown them that and showed them in ways in which we've corrected it. And, you know, I think it definitely helped breaking down that barrier of showing them how to slowly but surely, because I definitely know it's going to be a process because it's something that's been instilled so long, to break out of this entitled mindset.
Yeah, and I think as we wrap this one up, CP, I think that's a great point to make, is that that's what our coaches do. Our coaches are honest. I know you, specifically on this podcast with me, are very honest with your students.
Oh, yeah.
With your parents.
Oh, yeah, definitely with them.
And that's a service. That's a service to them. And that's what I'm talking about with the mirror. You're honest with them. You put the mirror in front of them saying, hey, young man, you didn't work. You skipped this many workouts. You weren't here. You did not get to the point where you were capable of. Still love you.
Right.
And we got more time with you. But you're going to be honest. Our coaches are going to be honest. And I think that's the encouragement to all of us, parents, student athletes, coaches alike, that we care about the experience of Ridgeview student athletes. We care about all student athletes, but in this case about Ridgeview. And we care about our student athletes.
Right.
And we care about them enough to be honest with them and to hold them accountable if they're not doing the things that we feel like they need to be doing to be the best versions of themselves. We're going to tell you, and we're going to hold you accountable.
Oh, yeah, and that's love.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way that I look at it. You know, that's love, being open and honest and trying to help somebody be a better version of themselves. That's love, and what else can you ask for?
CP, I think the only thing else you can ask for is a theme song, because that's a podcast episode right there.
There we go.
CP, it's love sitting here with you. We will catch you here next Tuesday on the Next Level Podcast. Check out RidgeviewSports.com for full schedule of events. We'll see you soon.
Talk to y'all later.